Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 211, Full Redemption. I want you to hear this slowly. Let every word land. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1:7. In Him we have, Paul chose that verb deliberately. He did not say, we will have, someday. He did not say, we might have, if we try hard enough. He said, we have, right now, today. Redemption is not waiting for you to reach a higher spiritual level. It is already yours, now in Christ, complete. And it has a clear price. Not your effort, not your discipline, your religious commitment, or the years you have spent trying to be better. It was the blood of Jesus. He opened the door, and that door is still open. Not because of the quality of your life, but because of the quality of His sacrifice. Now, understand what Paul meant by redemption. It is not merely escaping consequences. It is the real forgiveness of sins. God does not look the other way at what you have done. He does not ignore the debt. He cancels it, completely, permanently, on the merit of Christ. That is different. That is so much greater than a second chance. It is a ledger wiped clean. And the measure of that forgiveness? The riches of His grace. Think carefully about that. Paul did not say, according to the size of your sin. He did not say, according to the depth of your repentance. He did not say, according to your track record. He said, according to the riches of God's grace. And God is immeasurably, extravagantly rich in grace. There is no sin too great for that treasury. There is no past that grace cannot reach. There is no weight that it cannot lift. That should set you free. Because as long as the measure of forgiveness is the quality of your performance, you will never rest. You will always be asking, did I repent enough? Do I deserve this? But when the measure is God's own riches, then you can stop calculating. Then you can rest. There is something you are still carrying. I know there is. Something that happened. Something you did. Something that still weighs on you in the quiet moments when everything gets still. You asked for forgiveness, but you did not receive it. You asked with your mouth, but you held it at arm's length in your heart. And that is the difference between knowing God forgives and actually resting in His forgiveness. So today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do one thing. Speak out loud to God, just you and Him, one thing you still carry guilt over. It does not need to be long. It does not need to sound right. It just needs to be real. Then receive the forgiveness of Ephesians 1:7 as if you are hearing it for the very first time, as if you never knew it before, because maybe you have never truly let it in. Write next to what you named one word, forgiven, just that word. Let it stay. That is your name before God today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.